Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Did it five.
And nothing gets me down. You got it tough.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having, we have our good friend Jerry Silberman back on the show. Jerry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround, a small business restructuring firm. He's forgotten more about how to help people get out of trouble than most people will ever know. He's our good friend Jerry Silberman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Jerry, one of the most important, one of the words that comes up more than any other word when you do business with folks to help them with their problems is the magic word, little four-letter word, cash. Right?
That's right.
Talk to us about that.
Well, small businesses, all of them virtually, over their life at some time or another, are going to have a cash flow problem. I mean, and let me just define that, because people talk about cash flow, but it doesn't always mean the same thing to everyone. So to define it, it means you don't have enough money to pay your bills in a timely manner or in a reasonable manner thereafter. So cash flow gets tight, and not only is it a financial problem, but it kills your whole family, your friendship, the quality of your life, because you take that to bed with you at night. You feel that. It's a pit in your stomach. So it's a very real thing, and it starts at your business when you can't pay a few bills, and then it ends up metastasizing itself in your body, in your life, and it's a horrible thing. But there's a lot of things that you can do with a cash flow problem, and the key is not to make the wrong move. So some things, like short-term loans, sound attractive if the cost of those loans or advances are so much that it puts you deeper in the hole a few months down the road.
Well, you cannot borrow your way out of debt. And if you're in trouble, you can't borrow your way out of trouble.
Right. Exactly. Yes. I was just listening to one of your shows the other day with Mark Glazer from VFS.
Yes.
Now, he's a company that gives out loans at a decent rate. These advances at a decent rate compared to other people in the industry.
Right. But he's not a loan shark.
He was talking about the things that are important to him. Our character of the business owner, but show us your cash flow. Show us your bank statement and how much you're depositing every month, and that'll give us an idea of what we can lend you, and then tell us what you want the money for, because they don't want to give the money to someone that's going to use it.
Well, they actually have underwriting standards, because what they're charging for the loan is a risk factor. But if you're charging somebody 200%, like some of these sharks are doing, you don't care. You just want to get them on the hook.
Right. Well, I see from my end of the business that when someone does charge 200%, the likelihood of them getting paid back on time goes towards zero. Of course, if someone, as a small business owner, is willing to pay 200%, they're not really willing to pay 200%.
Right.
They
right.
just want the money, and I see it all the time.
But that's called desperation.
It's exactly
and desperate
it.
People
don't do
it desperate out of things.
Absolutely,
desperate
Jim.
People
you
do
out
desperate
of desperation.
Things.
Worse than you just drive yourself into a downward spiral more and more and more. So you got the money for today, so you can live by getting that money. But in a few days after that, your cash flow is going to be hurt
And I hate to say this, Jerry, because nobody likes to say it, nobody likes to hear it. But folks, if you're at that point in the stage of your company, if you're that desperate, then you have to lock up and walk away. You have to sort it out. You got to deal with whatever's left over. But all you're doing, if you're at that point and that you're that desperate, all you're doing is creating more problems you're going to have to work out of.
Well, I can't agree with that. I think instead of walking away, give me a call. You give corporate.
I hear you, but it also depends. What I'm talking about, Jerry, I'm not talking about people who have a good business model, who've gotten their credit upside down or their cash upside down. I'm talking about people who, the people I'm talking about, when they get that desperate, they don't have a good business model anymore.
Well, most of the businesses that we're seeing that we're turning around today are business, it's different than it was before. It used to be everyone used to have credit card debt and owed money to suppliers once in a while. They'd have a lease or a loan.
Right.
Nowadays, I would say about 60% of the debts that we are handling are from cash advance companies.
Yeah.
So the whole scenario has changed from what it was a year ago. And cash advance companies are obviously going to be the most expensive money out there. I mean, they all.
But are you telling me if you've got a company that can't sell enough product to keep their doors open if they didn't have any debt, you can't help those people.
So here's the question. Who's good for me and who's not good for me, right? We're talking about who's good for a lender. Who's good for debt restructuring? Okay.
Right.
Forget all the debt. You take all your debt, you throw it in the bucket, you give that to me, okay? And we figure out the smallest amount you can use to pay off that debt. If you can't make a profit going forward, you're right. There's nothing
else. Those are the ones I'm talking about.
Right. But if you have this tremendous debt, and you can, if you remove that debt from your equation, you can make a profit going forward, well, then debt restructuring is the greatest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with that. More affordable terms to your existing creditors. That's it. And it's fantastic. Saves their life.
I completely agree with that. And so, folks, you have to ask yourself that question. Do you guys do that, Jerry? When you talk to folks, do you say, "Look, we've determined that you know, even if we took away your debt, all of it, you're not gonna be able to make it. You're better off just to shut it down right now."
A, we do say that. B, they don't say that. They rarely say that. No, I'm not going to be able to make a profit going forward. They almost never say that because they still have drive. They're still optimistic.
Right.
They're not even taking a paycheck. I mean, our clients really don't take paychecks.
Jerry, been there, done that. I was there, and I survived. I didn't take bankruptcy.
Hey.
I worked it out. I worked it out a long time ago. But anyway, stand by. We're going to come right back with Jerry Silverman. CorporateTurnaround.com is the website. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.